My name's Jack Howarth. I'm 26 year old. I'm an electrical engineer graduate working for Sellafield Limited. I'm currently working for the Robotics and Extreme Environments Lab run by the University of Manchester, where they design and develop robotic solutions to problem statements from Sellafield.
So robots in an extreme environment sounds dangerous but exciting. So what are you working on at the moment?
Yeah, so I'm working on two robots. One's called Karma. And Karma stands for Continuous Autonomous Radiation Monitoring Assistance, and it's been modified to be able to inspect outdoor areas for radiation. So the other robot is called Mirax. It's a three-legged robot which runs on little roller wheels, and it's got joints so it can drive in any direction. And the idea of this is it's 150 mil wide, so it can access nuclear cells, which are highly radioactive, so you wouldn't want any humans in there.
But you've done a kind of quite a wide variety of jobs in engineering. So give us an idea of some of the other things you've worked on.
Well, I kind of took like a different route to the rest of the graduates, and that's kind of why I wanted to get involved in this podcast to like try and inspire people and make people more aware of like the different routes that you can take to become an engineer and the different careers within engineering. So I started off when I finished school, I had like no idea what I wanted to do. I just wanted to be like Alan Sugar, like a successful businessman. I thought I'll just like study business and have my own business and that'll be it. But then I was at sixth form and I was studying English literature, history and business, and I was just like, this isn't for me. So after the first year I applied to get an apprenticeship.
I mean, many people would kind of think the moment had passed, so it was quite brave to do that switch, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I mean, I think like, the majority of people, like when they leave school, like they don't know what they want to do, and like that's not a bad thing. Like I think, if you know what you want to do at 16 or whatever, like good on you. But I think it's never too late. I mean, once I actually understood engineering, like I didn't even think about it, but I thought it's like a perfect mix of like practicality and theory, and like what you're learning, you can like see it applied to like real life applications. So yeah, so I wanted to become electrician, wanted to become an engineer, and I always wanted to have a degree, like it was always an aim of mine. So yeah, I'd done a electrical apprenticeship in Workington, and throughout my time as an apprentice and an electrician, I studied further education and higher education, where I'd done a HNC and HND in electrical and electronic engineering, and then I'd done a top-up degree in electrical plant engineering. And then I came across the Sellafield graduate scheme, where like honestly, it's the best thing I've done. Like the opportunities are endless.
What do you gain from going through the route that you went through, going through the HNCs, the HNDs, and going through an apprenticeship route?
To be honest, like it's probably like the best thing I could have done, because I've worked on the tools and I've worked on the things that other people have designed, and then you kind of like get an idea of, say, like how things could be done better. So like say when I worked at TSP Engineering, like my main responsibility was looking after all the plant and like CNC machines and stuff like that.
What
So
is CNC?
it's a computer numerated control. So I was always on like breakdowns or preventative maintenance, and you start to think like, if I designed this, I could have made this motor a lot more accessible, or I could have made this panel more accessible, or you could make things easier to work on. So like because I've been on, say, the front line doing all this stuff, like hopefully when I come now as an engineer to perhaps like design these kind of systems, I can make them so that they're workable or maintainable, because I've had to maintain that kind of thing myself. And also it just gives you like the fundamentals of understanding like motors or generators or any kind of, basic wiring. I think like everyone should have like a base understanding of these kind of things if you want to get into engineering.